Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He has so many wonderful things to say to His people. He loves us so much. Everywhere we go and all that we do, as we love Him and walk in His way, He will cause us to grow from glory to glory. And we can be precisely what He needs us to be. Our strength in Him is unlimited. He will cause us to be as strong as we need to be, as long as we look to Him in faith. Remember, faith is the reason we're righteous. Jesus died for every soul, every person, every human. He died for us. He died in our place. And He loves us so much. But the thing is, it don't apply until you believe it and speak it. When you act on the faith, on the works of Jesus in faith, what He did for you applies to you. So faith is very important to salvation, just like faith is important to healing, just like faith is important to all forms of victory. The just shall live by his faith. Continually taking God at His word, doing what He said, speaking the life of God. We resurrect in life as we go forward in Him. Our life can be a full resurrection. Every part of it can be resurrected by our faith. Without faith, we can't. But in faith, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And this is also how we can live. Now, as we go forward doing the things that God has given us to do, looking to Him, looking at His strength, doing things according to how He ordained it to be, we grow from glory to glory. And we will find out for ourselves that God is with us and that everything I'm saying is perfectly true. The Word of God says it. You can be perfectly healed. You can be walking the wisdom of God, the counsel of God, the might of God. You can operate according to the knowledge of God, in the wisdom of God. All that's required is believing in Him, taking Him at His word, trusting Him, doing things at His will. Because even the weapons of our warfare, they are supernatural. They're not regular. They're not common. I mean, they're not carnal. They're not natural. They're supernatural. Our supernatural weapons can work anywhere, but the problem is people must be trained to use them. They must believe that they have them and act on the fact that they do have them. And then they must be appropriate. All this comes from looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. In a crisis, can you ask the Lord to help you and believe that He will and know that He will? And then act on what He say properly. If you can do that, you can win. If you can't do that, it's going to be difficult to win. If you can follow Him from glory to glory, doing all that He says to do, you can do all of these wonderful things. You can do these things and it will work in every way in your life. We're not sitting ducks. Satan has no rights, no privileges, nothing from God. All that he does is he usurped authority to get done whatever it is he does. He used deception. He deceives men and hijacks their authority. But we have authority from God. We have the life of God. And we can live according to the plan of God. We can do all that's in God's heart. we can master life from glory to glory. And even when we don't master life, don't be afraid of that. If you can yield to the Lord, you can still be greatly effective. Now, we have unstoppable faith. We're not, there's nothing the world can throw at us that we can't handle by faith. There's nothing the world can throw at us that can cause us to fold. If we have the charge of God's word in us, the world is highly outclassed. The world is outclassed. We outclass the world through Christ. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, as we go forward doing these things of God, speaking the things of God, hearing Him out, that's what gets us started, hearing Him out. Listening to what the Lord has to say, He will give you the heads up. And that's another reason people fail, because they don't hear Him out. They hear part of what He's saying, then they judge it by the way that they think and process. You can't judge God's word wrong. You have to follow what He say. You have to follow through. And faith is very important to do this. You can't be double-minded. A lot of people fail. Many people fail. So many wonderful, precious people. They struggle with healing. They struggle with victory. They struggle with finances. They struggle in every way a person can struggle, because of what I'm about to say. We have the way we receive God's word, the way you hear, Jesus said, the way you measure it is the way it'll be measured back to you. Now, whenever the Lord says something, it's true, and you can stand on it. But there's two things you got to do. One is receive what God is saying, and two, reject what the world has said. One, receive what God is saying, and simultaneously reject the words of darkness. Reject the ways of the world. Reject the things that cause problems. Reject the lies of this world. Reject the limitations of this world. Reject the unbelief of this world. Reject the things that Satan speaks. And receive what God is speaking. Do what God is speaking. Believe what God is saying. Honor what God is saying. Do what's right. Do life. And reject death. If you can do this, you can always win and never lose. You can always grow and progress and produce. You don't have to wait. You know, cold religion has people all confused about God. They leave everything up to God. But God, you have to be faithful with what God has left up to you. And many things He's left up to us. And one of the things is the ability to follow Him. We have to choose to follow Him. We have to choose to believe Him. We have to choose to walk in authority. We have to choose to do what's right. We have to choose victory. And when it comes to people, we have to choose to take God at His word instead of taking people at their words. We have to choose God's path when others don't. We have to choose what the Lord is saying when it's not popular, when people can't see it, when people don't know it, when they're not sure, and when they doubt. You have to steadily choose to follow God's path. And if you stick with it and not deviate, you'll find out the beauty of the final result of following Him. Even in my ministry, the Lord gave me specific ways to handle everything I do. And I listen and I agree, because I believe Him. And because I believe Him, I do it, and it works. Now I can't see all the effects of it. I don't get praise reports. Some ministers get praise reports and they make their ministry decisions based on their praise reports, you know, like mail from the radio or TV. But if God gives you something to do, stick with it until He say don't do it. And also, everything of God grows. And God is still giving me messages. And He's still involved in what I'm doing. He's still giving me insights. And He's doing this for people all around the world. And He gave me specific instructions, and I do precisely what He said. And my pastor's a prophet. I had a word from him about it. So when God is moving and giving you insights, and people are saying things, key things to help you get on board with what God's doing, don't forsake that. Always go back, go forward. Look back at the things that God has done, and go forward. Don't go backwards. Do the things of God. Speak His word, and you will not falter. You will go forward in Him. It's going to be amazing. You're going to love it. You're just going to love it. Because I get amazed at what God is doing. And I want people of God to know what God is doing. I want the people of God to understand His word and do His word. I desire to know Him. I want to go forward, not backwards. I want to be a blessing, not a curse. And I want to see Him move thoroughly throughout my life. Now the Lord, He loves us and He wants us to go forward. He wants us to know Him. He wants us to see what He sees and do what He does. You can speak life. If you know you got to go somewhere, speak life. If you know you got to preach somewhere, speak life toward the things that you're going to do. If you got to, you know, make up your mind to be in and not out. See, that's the key. Make up your mind and your heart and determine in your body to do, to be in and not out. To hear what God is saying. Reject what the world is saying. See, when you reject what the world is saying, you're getting rid of interference. When you lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets you, you can enjoy what God is doing in your life. You can have great joy, full joy. You know, our joy can be full. And the key to it being full is to receive what God is saying and reject what the world is saying. There was a man laid out by the pool of Bethesda, and he couldn't move. He was paralyzed. He had people to bring him there in case when the angels troubled the water, he wanted somebody to put him in, but he didn't have nobody to put him in, and Jesus came to him. Now, he was determined enough to get people to take him there. That was his last hope. So Jesus, see, when you do things like that, when you're trying, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, then the Lord can help you. His determination attracted Jesus. The Lord sent Jesus to him. And Jesus came with a word and said, "Will you be made whole?" Now that's a question asking, you know, what kind of question is that to ask a person that can't move? He said, "Will you be made whole?" And then the man told his condition. He said, "Well, every time the angel troubles the water, I don't have anybody to throw me in." And Jesus said, "Rise up, take up your bed and walk." And he did so. Now, why did Jesus say, "Will you be made whole?" That's the question every time somebody has a condition. It's not like Jesus didn't make provisions for you. He did. You just got to believe it. So I ask you, this taught me something. Whenever I'm in doubt or challenge, what is your determination level? Will you be made whole? Will you see this through? Will you take charge? Will you receive what God is saying and do it and act on it? Will you be made whole? Will you take what God has given you? Will you reject the doubt that's harassing you? Will you destroy all forms of unbelief and take what's yours? Will you do it God's way and not the ways of the world? Will you see it through or surrender? And I make a choice. I'm going to do this. And sometimes I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm not skilled in that area. But I can't count the times that God has helped me make the difference. He taught me systematically at times how to win, how to defeat what's trying to defeat me. And I had no skill. I had no knowledge. I didn't know how to do it. I did what I knew, and it wasn't enough. Not to what I was trying to attain anyway. I was always able to stand and do what I knew was right. I knew how to do that, but I didn't know how to. I didn't have the skill level to live as free as I wanted to, or the knowledge to run my business the way I wanted it to go. I was attempting. I was trying things. And I asked the Lord for wisdom, and I knew I'd get it. I kept saying that I had it by faith, so that when he speak, I could receive what he's saying. And then one day, the knowledge would come. Everything I needed to know would happen. And I would gain skills over time. This didn't happen in one day. But when the question was asked, will you be made whole? I said, yes. And I'm going to be made whole. I'm going to understand this. And I ask the Lord hard questions all the time. And I get excited because I know that I'm going to get the answer. I know that I'm going to gain the skill. I know that I'm going to come out of it all right. In every situation. And I started speaking things ahead of time when there are no problems. That's the best time to grow. One day I said it plain as day. I said, I will never die at the hands of Satan. I'm going to finish all of my course and do all that's in God's heart, and I'm not going to fail. Because I will be made whole. I will do what God said do. Even old crazy Satan said, I will do this and that. He was a liar. He was wrong. He was defeated. And he was a demon. He was he left his first place. He's the father of lies. But not like Satan. I have the backing of heaven behind me. I'm supported by Jesus Christ, all his true and precious promises. So I can do all this in his heart, and I will. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.